Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Stubby Overmyer. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lenhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton takes first base on ball four. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. Kokos picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kokos. Easter moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter scores. Gordon scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Tommy Fine now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby moves to third. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller takes first base on ball four. Rosen moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. Rosen moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Feller moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Feller moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Feller scores. Vernon moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Feller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Len Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Fine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fine reaches second base with a double. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Upton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fine scores. Upton moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0-for-1 in the game. Cocos hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Fine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fine is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Upton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kokoz strikes out. 1 out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Easter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lenhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 2 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into right field. Easter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Arft pinch hits for Tommy Fine. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Kokoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-3 in the game. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Kokos moves to second. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Feller strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kennedy. Boudreau moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Frankie Gustin. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-3 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy DeMars pinch hits for Bill Kennedy. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.